Uh-huh.
You, have you noticed that?
Well, I have pretty good, had pretty good health. I've had several pretty bad spells, first one thing that happened. I've run a long time for sinus trouble.
Uh-huh.
And that's
pretty sick. I think he's had better health since he's had her teeth pulled out. Still old puppy, he's catching the bug.
Oh, I thought you had a visitor.
No, he's...
Dogs, I think.
Catching that puppy, catches bugs that fly on that window.
Oh, Marcel, but it's on the rodeo head's fire.
No, that's right, over in Idabel. Oh, why would you tell a cow if you wanted her to get her back foot out of the way when you're going to milk her?
I'd tell her to saw back the foot.
That'll do it, huh? Cow told me heist is what he used, and that he'd say heist and back the foot would go.
Heist.
Okay. I guess just how you train them.
Yeah.
Some of mine don't back the foot very well if you tell them everything.
Now then, with the milk them, they just, eat old dairy, they just slap it on and let them buck.
The what?
Slap that milk around in their bag and just let them go. You got a pole across
their
neck like
oh.
that, and the strip goes up behind them. They can't move, you know.
Uh-huh.
They slip it up on them, they all they can do is just jump up and down.
Where'd you say they did that?
Dairy is where the milk
Oh, uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, a cow gave them a milk or she gives them. And she used to there, used to let
mm-hmm.
have to break them in. I mean, they call it contented milk, you know.
Yeah, a man at the table tonight was talking. He said, you know, I hate to go back to my farm. We don't get any of this good store-bought milk. We just have to have that old cream. And we don't get any of this old, this good store-bought bologna. We just have steaks and chops. And he was pulling the leg of the guys sitting beside him there.
Probably didn't have
it
like us, probably didn't have
either one. Yeah. But it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Talk big.
Well, I imagine he worked all through the week and just got home on weekends.
Imagine
so. That's a hard life.
Maybe every 2 weeks sometimes they work all 2 or 3 weeks for it.
Oh, what did you call the first legal white settlers down in this area?
White settlers.
Yeah, anything special? People who came in when the land was open for settlement?
I don't remember.
They had any special? When we moved up in here, there wasn't very many families in here. A few families, a few white people.
Were there many people down in the south of the county?
Yes, sir,
it's
a big settlement down that way.
You mean down this way, in this county?
Yeah.
Oh, it's solid. My yawning.
Where did they come from, mostly?
Well, mostly from Arkansas and Texas, you know, just the line, just across the line.
Uh-huh.
And you see, Texas County is a four-state place, you know. I don't, the four states join Texas County.
Uh-huh.
Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, you see now, how we get them out. Louisiana, Texas, we too. Arkansas, there ain't no four states in Texas County yet.
How tall would you say this ceiling is?
It's exactly 8 feet
mm-hmm.
from that board, from the floor to there.
Uh-huh.
We cut it off to let it go on the top of this
uh-huh.
board. And that board's 10 inches. We cut that much off of it. It just fits straight through when we bought the sheetrock, you know, it's eight
uh-huh.
feet.